he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
What's going on?
We've got an all-new definition to everything must go.
Okay.
The king of the commode, the king of thrones. He's a 96-year-old Barney Smith in Alamo Heights, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's getting rid of his collection.
Ah.
He's got the toilet seat art museum in a building outside his home. He's got one with a piece of the Berlin Wall on it. He's got one with a piece of insulation from the Space Shuttle Challenger.
That doesn't sound comfortable to sit on.
I wouldn't think so. I think it'd be a little scratchy. He's got one that's $1 million in shredded dollar bills from the Federal Reserve.
Uh-huh.
But he's got to get rid of everything. He says 5 decades of collecting, and at his age now, he'd rather just sit in his house looking at a good program.
Quote. I think he and I would get along just fine.
I think so too.
Uh-huh. He loves a good toilet seat, and he'd like to just sit in the air conditioning and watch TV.
Watch a good program.
Yes, uh-huh.
He says his favorites are a lavatory seat from the airplane that carried Aristotle Onassis's dead body, and one that's from one of Saddam Hussein's toilets.
I thought when you said his favorites, I thought you were going to tell us about his favorite program.
At which point
he and Colleen are truly
we
soulmates.
Are soulmates.
Well, obviously, he likes
92.
He likes
yeah, 50 years on me.
He likes Not This bad. Is Us. He likes Chicago Fire, Chicago Hope, Chicago in the City,
I
Chicago
only
in Dark,
Chicago. I don't know. Fire.
Sorry. Indoor voices.
I like them Kardashians. They're what we used to call Rubenesque.
Uh-huh.
The people who drive down the street with their radios just pumping, the bass thumping.
Yep.
Well, we've got a brand new king of the idiot like that in
Florida. Always just hope it sounds better in the car than it does outside of the
I
car.
Agree.
I can't imagine that it does.
I don't either.
I imagine they're half deaf just sitting there nodding their heads.
Yes.
And I look so cool.
I love distorted bass. Yes.
In Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, guy in a Mustang driving down a bridge. It's the Southeast 17th Street Bridge. Fairly busy bridge. It's a couple of lanes in each direction. Decided to start doing donuts right in the middle of the road. And just did them. The video from this actually shows he's doing it for so long. First of all, how did he not make himself dizzy?
Right.
Good
but
question.
All the people are getting out of their cars and yelling at him. I mean, they were stopped long enough that they reached the point where they're like, well, I might as well put it in park, get out, and tell him to stop. And then he got away. That's the amazing part of this.
He
got away. Eventually, he pulled it straight and took off.
No one got a plate? Nothing?
Authorities think they stopped the car later on in the day because it was fairly similar, but they don't know who was driving it at the time, so they can't charge anybody.
Mm. Wow.
Completely stops traffic.
Well, if we find out, he won't be able to walk at graduation. Oh, sorry. It seems like every other story I've heard this week is some kid vandalizing with a car who can't walk at graduation. And it's a big controversy.
Yeah, by the way, lucky you. I mean, it wasn't a big deal for me in high school. It was a small school.
Mm-hmm.
You got
now you're one of 700.
About 15 minutes. Yeah, exactly. I didn't go to my college graduation for that very reason.
Yeah, I hear you.
Speaking of graduations, a bakery in South Carolina is apologizing after they've fallen in the category of people who start giggling during the honors section of graduation when they hear
Colleen.
Summa cum laude.
No.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
A mother orders a cake for her son.
Yeah.
To be decorated. Congratulations. Uh-huh. Summa cum laude. She got summa --, laude because the bakery thought it was profanity.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
That doesn't apply. That doesn't apply here at all.
No,
it doesn't apply.
I just am thinking of what how many people the poor mother had to explain that to.
Like right?
Grandmothers and stuff. Why wouldn't they make the cake?
What did they think it said? What did they think it meant?
That's a great game. That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the
What?
Let us become part of your Instagram scroll. Star 102.5 FM.